This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Lee Quackenbush, LeeQuackenbush. Date of birth 06/10/1944. Date of appointment June 6, 2024. Requesting physician Aswathi Matthew, ASWATHIMATHEW. Dear Dr. Matthew, I have the pleasure of seeing Lee Quackenbush today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 79-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who is seeing people in the house for the last few months. He's seeing men's running in the house. His memory is not good. He searches for word. He forgets easily. Wife is helping with a financial issue. He is driving okay. He struggles with judgment. He is arguing. He called the police one time. Three police officers came. They didn't find anybody in the house. Blood test was done by the primary care doctor. Past medical history. Essential hypertension, benign prostatic hypertrophy, impotence, gout, bradyarrhythmia, osteoarthritis, supraventricular tachycardia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, on chronic anticoagulation, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, peripheral vascular disease, past surgical history, lateral meniscal tear, total knee replacement, carotid endarterectomy on the left side, carpal tunnel release, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, allopurinol, amlodipine, apixaban, bimetoprost, brimonidine, coenzyme Q, diclofenac, sodium, fenistride, metformin, multivitamin, Prevastatin, Tadalafil, Timolol, Valsartan, Hydrochlorothiazide. Social history. Does not smoke cigarette. Once in a while drink alcohol. He is retired. He has a master's degree, is married, live with his wife, have three children. Family history, mother deceased, COPD, father deceased, COPD, one brother deceased. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having visual hallucination, physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, next upper, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice cyanosis, but edema of the lower extremity is present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, I did the minimental status examination and he scored 25 out of 30. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory. Sensation in both hands and feet, gait, taxi, groundwork test positive. Assessment and plan, 79-year-old right-handed Caucasian man, whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, Alzheimer's disease. Number 2, essential tremor. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, hallucination. Number 5, agitation. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start Aricept 5 mg PO daily. And I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.